Well, good morning, everyone. It's about 10 o'clock on Friday morning, and happy summer. The weather is finally cooperating with us a little bit. Even though it's raining today, we've had some nice, beautiful days. And yesterday, I went to mow the lawns, and just noticing in the sense of seasons that it's changing. The grass just a month ago was very, very thick and green and moist, and now it's getting more dry and sort of not growing as much. The fruit is coming into harvest, and much of the kind of hyper growth that happens in spring and early summer is falling by the wayside, and you know, it's becoming more summer-like. The grass is more brown than it is green in some places, even though it has been raining a lot. And with that, I've been thinking a lot about the seasons and feeling the seasons and realizing that we have seasons within seasons, not just seasons of our life and earth seasons within a year, but cosmic seasons as well, as the universe does what she does. So today for a meditation, I'd like to play a little bit with that. And meditation, of course, there's many different ways to consider meditation. And sometimes sitting and closing your eyes and deeply contemplating something that I or someone else is sharing, or that you're listening to, or that you're hearing, or that you're feeling, is a form of meditation. There's meditation in the silence, trying to stop all thoughts, which is very, very difficult to do. And then there's the meditation that allows all thought to be there, yet reaches towards a greater connection, a greater knowing, a greater realization. And this last form of meditation is what is called self-realization. So with these recorded meditations that I offer to you, it's a sort of a combination of all of that, that we begin by discussing something, which is me talking about it and you sort of considering it. And then we move into the later kinds of meditation that I described, allowing all that to be there, yet reaching beyond it. And so what this tends to do is open up a greater awareness into our eternal nature and into the eternal nature of the universe. In fact, as an interesting side note, there's a fellow that I like to listen to who is really cosmically oriented and really up to date on all the science and the cosmic discoveries. And there's a lot of talk about the Big Bang being a inaccurate assessment of how the universe actually began. And they're finding out that it probably is much, much, much older than that. When we get into spiritual things, we tend to realize from a place of no beginning and no ending. And as we start to bring it into the more physical realities, we definitely think of beginnings and endings and destruction and construction and the falling apart of and the rebuilding of. In fact, in our world today, if you really think about it, and I'm sure that you probably are every day, we are in a sort of destruction right now. And not a violent destruction where everything is being torn down, you know, violently, but rather a destruction of a way of perceiving the solidity of matter, of form, and of how life once was, in which we thought we had some kind of security. And so that can be very frightening to a temporarily or a temporal oriented mind, but it can be very expansive as we begin to realize not that we're not having a physical experience, and not that the hard and dense world of form and matter is somehow to be negated or to be, made the bad guy, but rather that we can lift it up into the divinity from which it originally comes. So in unity, that's what Charles Fillmore says, everything comes from divine mind, from one great mind. And so the people that study the cosmos and the universe and space and planets and galaxies and all that, they usually come to some sort of arrival point where they say the universe is beginning to look much more like a great thought than a great machine. But how wonderful it is to be in physical form right now, and to be able to have a mind that can reach towards these realizations and reach towards asking God, literally just asking God, what is it? For me, it's that childlike wonder. What is it, God? What do you want me to see? And at some point, we begin to see with the eyes of God, which is actually not difficult to do. Many people wait till the very end of their lives to try to do that. But people like you and I, who endeavor for a spiritual life, we practice that all the way through, so that when the end of the physical life comes, we're absolutely prepared and actually looking forward to the next great adventure. Because eternal life is a series of magnificent adventures. And you can never not be in the presence of God. And the presence of God is pure divine bliss. What a gorgeous thought that is, that we are always in bliss. So what would cause our minds to suffer? And so we consider our life. As we get a little bit more comfortable in our physical bodies, I invite you to place your feet flat on the floor, or however it is that you like to do that. Maybe you're otherwise oriented where your feet can't be flat on the floor. However it is, just get yourself in the most comfortable position that your current body constitution allows. And no matter what position that is, if you can, from the very depths of the center of your pelvic floor, right at your tailbone region, kind of in that area, see if you can lift up as if a little beautiful charge went right up the back of your spine, lifting the crown of your head, and feel the aliveness of your internal world. If you like to work with chakras, the subtle body energy centers within the physical body, imagine now your seven chakras as they come up the spine, like spinning wheels, alive, opened, and active. Open your heart in just 1 second. Just allow all the tension to fall away, muscular, skeletal, breath-wise. And then imagine your heart center itself, opened and receptive. And maybe you can feel your breath expand all at once. Sometimes it's more comfortable to meditate from this heart space. And sometimes, while leaving that heart very open, very receptive, we move the inner gaze to the spiritual eye. And we begin to practice as Jesus taught, to let thine eye become single, until the two physical eyes merge with one omnipresent, omnipotent, omnivision eye of God. And then we consider our life, from this place, how different does it feel than when you consider it with your eyes opened and looking with your two physical eyes? It's interesting, isn't it, when we consider our life, where did you go? What aspect of your being did you consider out of the billions of possible aspects of your existence? Where did your mind go? So we have our individual life that we know sometimes agonizingly well. And then we have our neighborhood life, which sometimes can be quite challenging. But it can also be quite wonderful, both of those things. And then we have the little city that we live in. And we begin to consider what's happening right now in our city. Certainly in our world. Oh, I think it's July 18th, 2020. Certainly now in our world, it is so uncertain. We consider those who don't get to take the time to be in the world in this way, who don't get to take the time to meditate or to consider their life. We consider the workers in the stores, even the grocery stores that we shop at, or in the other stores, people that are exposed to others all day long, and the fears, concerns, worries, hopes, dreams that exist within them. And we share a little bit of this peace with others by the practice of emanation. It's one of the great benefits about opening the heart. Your heart is a magnificent emanation presence. And not only does it send emanations, but it receives in all directions, so that you, in your physical, spiritual bodies, are a magnificent transmitter and receiver. So we tune in now to a higher vibration together, that we might lift up the world some way. That we contemplate and consider the highest life available here and now, for ourselves and for those in our communities. And while we know that we are connected to the entire cosmos in this way, for the purpose of this meditation, we stay local. We stay in our little community. And we radiate peace and goodwill unto all. And we realize when we do this that we didn't actually do anything. Rather, we opened and allowed God's pure love to flow through us. And in that, to receive it tenfold as the realization that we come from love, live in love, and return to love in this and every moment. And notice now where your internal gaze is. And if you're able, lift it to the point between the eyebrows and soften all of the other gaze around this internal gaze until you bring a laser focus, not a hard and fast focus, but an entire purposeful focus . Here you are connected to the entire power of divine life and love. As you hold your gaze, your mind is refreshed and recharged with ever new joy. Your heart is made pure and whole. Every cell in your body is rejuvenated with glorious divine life. Imagine yourself now as pure light, the essence of your being. And consider that your entire job on planet Earth is to anchor this light and to share it in as many ways as you can. In just a couple of minutes, I will go ahead and stop this recording. And as always, I encourage you to stay in your deep meditation for as long as able, almost like plugging in and recharging. But so much more than that. I will leave you with a consideration. Because you have taken this time, you are forever changed. Because for one moment, you have considered the true nature of your being, your very divinity, your very source of existence, nothing that you do will ever be the same. Nothing that I do will ever be the same. This is the entire power of God's love. Nothing more, nothing less. Pure and holy. And so won't you join me in an affirmation before we dive deeply into our presence in the silence, which is so much more than silence as we think about it, to being immersed in God's perfect presence. And the affirmation is simple. I am the Christ, pure and innocent. All is forgiven and released. You are the Christ, pure and innocent. All is forgiven and released. I am the Christ, pure and innocent. All is forgiven and released. And so it is. Amen.